Thought Tobias would come by now, I say, dropping to the edge of my cot. Where is he? Maybe he's still angry that you lied to him and went behind his back to work with his father, Kara says. I glare at her. Four wouldn't be that petty, Christina says, either to chastise Kara or to reassure me. I'm not sure. Something's probably going on that's keeping him away. He told you to trust him. In the chaos, when everyone was shouting and the factionless were trying to push us toward the staircase, I curled my fingers in the hem of his shirt so I wouldn't lose him. He took my wrists in his hands and pushed me away, and those were the words he said. Trust me. Go where they tell you. I'm trying, I say, and it's true. I'm trying to trust him, but every part of me, every fiber and every nerve is straining toward freedom, not just from this cell, but from the prison of the city beyond it. I need to see what's outside the fence.
Chapter 2. Tobias. I can't walk these hallways without remembering the days I spent as a prisoner here. Barefoot, pain pulsing inside me every time I moved. And with that memory is another one. One of waiting for Beatrice.